From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Maloney, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. Welcome to Invest Insights. I'm Abby Maloney. I'm joined today by Albert Fox, the Senior Vice President and Executive Director for Fox, Pemberthy & Den at Morgan Stanley. Al, it's so nice to have you again. How are you?
Thank you for allowing us to participate, and I am fantastic. Thank you for asking.
Fabulous. So today, for season four, we're obviously talking about this new economy that has been created due to the pandemic. And we'll be looking at new business norms, new operations, new strategies that are carrying us forward into the future. But before we get there, I wanted to ask you, what are some personal norms that you started due to the pandemic that you're going to continue with afterwards? Any interests, hobbies, technologies, ways of organizing yourself?
So I think not touching technology in the morning for probably 3 hours from the time I get up is probably something that'll carry with me indefinitely.
Wow, 3 hours.
And it's given me an opportunity to think about a myriad of different things without the so-called clutter of all of our lives stealing away our time. So that's probably the number one takeaway is technology doesn't get picked up till 9:30 in the morning, despite I start my day 5:30, 6 o'clock.
That sounds pretty healthy to me. This year, you ranked number 12 in the Forbes Best in State Wealth Advisor list. To what do you credit your continued prominence as one of South Jersey's best wealth advisors? And how have you used the success to influence your firm in the sector?
Well, Abby, it's kind of you to mention that, but really it all starts with our team. And without a magnificent group of hardworking, dedicated professionals, we couldn't fulfill every promise that we attempt to fill for clients. And our only goal is to serve clients. And we continuously invest in our team, in ourselves, in our intellectual capital, because industry changes fast.
Sure.
Financial services changes fast. Financial planning techniques, estate planning and tax techniques are constantly evolving. Mm-hmm. And in order for us to continue to be relevant for our clients, we have to continue investing in ourselves and in our team to make sure that we are current and we are on top of what clients want us to be thinking about.
Currently, there is heightened interest and focus on more volatile and unpredictable investments like cryptocurrency and lower barrier to entry thanks to trading platforms like Robinhood. While having easier access to markets is a positive for any level of investor, do you believe there is a dangerous precedent that's being set of that trading and investing is quote unquote easy?
So dangerous is not the word I would use. Okay. My word would be harsher.
Sure.
But what I would say is it all starts with ease of access. We think ease is a great thing, but we think ease without financial education is like driving a car with a blindfold. And unfortunately, the ease of access without education has made for a situation that will be musical chairs-like. Then the music will stop, someone will go to sit down, and it will hurt. Mm. Investing is serious. Mm. It's not for the faint of heart. And it's certainly not meant to be done hazardly on a low barrier of entry app without any consequences. Mm. But I do think to have a broader, concentrated group of people that want to make investments is wonderful. I really would just like to see the industry take it upon themselves to educate everyone as to unintended consequences.
And what is your firm doing to educate your clients on products like cryptocurrency?
So we constantly spend time with our families. And when I say families, sons, daughters, extended family members of the families we represent, really to provide a sounding board for everything they're thinking about financially, to make sure that before they jump in head first and figure it out the hard way, that they have an intelligent conversation where they're initiated about what it is they're actually trying to accomplish. Mm-hmm. And what we find is just a little bit of education changes the conversation drastically.
Right.
So that's what we're doing, is just communicating.
Remote work and technology has made it possible, like platforms like Zoom, for organizations like yours to prevail during this difficult time, this pandemic that we experienced over the last 16 months. That said, do you believe that in-person interactions are still vital to your business? And if so, how so?
So I'm a dinosaur, and I believe in-person communication, human-to-human interaction, is never going away. I believe that I'm in an industry that it's an intimate industry. People talk to you about their financial situations, and it's human-to-human interaction that solves complicated problems. So Zoom has been a phenomenal additional tool or mechanism for how we can communicate, or how clients might prefer to communicate on some matters. So it's just another tool that we're able to offer and use as a means of communication. But we're of the mindset that human interaction is here to stay. People crave human interaction. Mm-hmm. And the best decisions come out of two humans sitting in a room and having an intelligent discussion, regardless of who solves a matter. It's two people that when they collaborate together, great things usually happen. So we like Zoom. We use Zoom. But in-person meetings are not going away.
And now that we find ourselves in this new landscape, this new economy, what's next for Fox Pemberthy and Dent at Morgan Stanley and the financial service industry overall?
So what's next for us is we're going to continue to develop our team and continue to develop, mentor, and lead younger folks, because we believe in order to fulfill every promise and every goal and objective we've ever made to clients, the key starts with us investing in young people and us teaching young people how to be future leaders, so that frankly, we can just continue to serve clients, clients' families, serve the public, and make sure that we are the go-to people for people that have lives in transition. They can call us and count on us to be not only relevant, but have bench depth to solve all their issues. So maybe in simple words, we're doing what we've always been doing.
Well, that's Albert Fox, the Senior Vice President and Executive Director at Fox Pemberthy and Den at Morgan Stanley. My name is Abby Malone. Al, thanks again.
You've been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.